Bayless Public Library librarian Sabrina Navu has partnered with the Student Support Network of Eastern Upper Peninsula Intermediate School District, EUPISD, to launch Pride events throughout the month of June in commemoration of Pride Month. Their first collaborative event was Pride Storytime, held at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, June 7, rounding up approximately 10 kids and a few parents. The Storytime was organized to support lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, or questioning LGBTQ+ youth within the community by establishing the library as a safe space for inclusion and diversity. Pride Month is the time of year dedicated to the celebration of LGBTQ+ identities and their contributions to society. Everyone can take something from Pride, Navu said. It's never too young to be inclusive or understanding of people's differences. The event featured three children's stories, conveying an understanding of what Pride means to younger audiences. Rainbow, a first book of Pride, written by Michael Genhart, discussed the meaning behind the colors of the rainbow and its correlation to Pride. Families, 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 written by Suzanne Lang, explored family dynamics and their many aspects. It endorsed all kinds of families as legitimate, being just as worthy of the title of family as any other. The last book Nevu read was Bathe the Cat, authored by Alice B. McGinty, about a family unit with two dads. Books can either be a window or door, said Nevu. They can be used for building capacity for empathy and understanding. Kids responded with cheer, laughter, and snuggles. Pride Storytime was developed with the initiative to inspire acceptance and support differences to help promote confidence during societal and self-discovery. Youth attendees made Pride-themed crafts after story time. The organizers distributed resources for the adults to provide a more in-depth look into what Pride is all about. They made rainbows out of Kellogg's Fruit Loops, pipe cleaners, and marshmallows. There was also an option to make individualized Pride flags. The EUPISD Student Support Network was formed from an initiative inspired by Michigan Department of Education LGBTQ+ Students Project to help willing districts create resources that meet the needs of youth within the region. It is about supporting families and doing outreach within the communities, ISD Regional School Health Coordinator Helen Craig said. Pride Storytime is only the beginning of a much larger agenda to promote LGBTQ+ identity and acceptance. EUPISD Student Support Network contacted Navu with the idea of formulating and executing the Live with Pride event exclusively. Navu then took it upon herself to incubate the idea of establishing the library as an official accomplice to the LGBTQ+ agenda. Navu said the primary function of literature was to build the capacity for empathy and understanding. The library will be filled with resources dedicated to creating inclusive and diverse mindsets within the community. Live with Pride will be a community discussion between MISO Pride and Lake Superior State University's SAGE organization with the constituency of the community. Participants will engage with the community to demystify the perspectives of the LGBTQ+ experience in hopes to strengthen the relationship between gays and straights. The Live with Pride panel discussion will take place on Tuesday, June 14 at 6:30 p.m. at the Bayless Public Library. Please check out the EUPISD Student Support Network's resources for how to better support the Pride movement and the LGBTQ+ in your circle at https://bit.ly/uplgbtqresources.